Under the Trump administration, illegal gun possession cases are moving from state to federal courts. And as Matt Richmond reports for Guns and America, the policy is supported by both parties.
First, it was called Operation Triggerlock in 1991. A few years later, Project Exile. Now it's called Project Safe Neighborhoods. Through three decades of gun control debate, one thing has been consistent.
If you were a felon caught with a gun, you will go to jail. 5 years.
That's Charlton Heston, at the time the president of the NRA, testifying in Congress in 1999. Operation Triggerlock started under a Republican president. Project Exile was crafted in Richmond, Virginia, under a Democratic U.S. attorney and a Democratic mayor. And Project Safe Neighborhoods, or PSN, was crafted under George W. Bush. President Trump's first attorney general, Jeff Sessions, hired new assistant U.S. attorneys to handle the additional caseload brought about by a revived PSN.
We are allocating prosecutors in many more cities, including Oakland, California, St. Louis, Toledo, Memphis.
All this has led to a dramatic increase in federal felon in possession prosecutions. In fact, in the last 5 years, there's been a 68% increase in federal charges where gun crimes were the lead charge. Clevelander Charles Miller is getting job training at Cleveland nonprofit Towards Employment.
When you go through the feds, you're hidden in the dark.
Back in 1994, Miller was sent to federal prison for buying a gun as a felon. At the start of his sentence, he was transferred from Michigan to Oklahoma to Pennsylvania.
Handcuffs on my feet, handcuffs on my arm, and then I'm wrapped up in chains.
Miller could have been charged under state law, but by design, federal charges are harsher. The sentences are longer, inmates are usually sent far from home, mandatory minimum sentencing makes parole much less likely. Miller's sentence was 18 months instead of the 5 years that's typical today. But like many black men in cities in the U.S., a drug charge already on his record made owning a gun illegal.
You mean I can't protect my family like the next man? Why? Because I made a mistake? That's why I can't have a gun?
During fiscal year 2018, 7,500 people were sentenced to federal prison for crimes related to owning or selling a firearm. About 70% were black or Hispanic. PSN isn't targeted at particular races, but it does target crime in neighborhoods with high rates of violence.
We really believe that every kid deserves a chance to walk to school safely.
Justin Herdman is the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Ohio, which includes Cleveland. His office filed 68% more gun possession cases in 2018 than were filed in the district 5 years ago.
And we have started to see a downward trend in violent crime.
According to Herdman, there's been about a 10% drop in murders. PSN has been criticized because it targets individual gun owners, a low-level crime typically handled in state court. But, says Herdman, that's the most realistic way to get guns off the street.
The reality is the place that you're most likely to see gun and perpetrator is going to be at that street-level interaction with a patrol officer.
David Patton of the Federal Public Defender's Office in Manhattan argues that is bound to lead to a program targeting racial minorities.
We have made a policy decision in the criminal justice system that poor people of color can't possess guns. When you look at who's prohibited from possessing firearms, that's largely who it is.
In Cleveland, PSN focuses on moving cases from two largely poor black police districts from state to federal court. Patton also criticizes the use of longer sentences as a deterrent.
It really addresses a factor that is shown to be least likely to impact crime rates, and that is the severity of the sentence.
According to Patton, more effective deterrents are social norms that discourage criminal activity and convince people of a quick arrest. Charles Miller has put guns and drugs behind him after years in and out of prison. But he still sees an injustice in the way gun possession laws are applied.
A rich man can go and say to the government, I'll pay whatever you need and let me have 1,000 guns. And it's no problem because he doesn't have that felony.
For Guns and America, I'm Matt Richmond.